are on the air with CBS Radio now. Great. We could give out the phone numbers. Tech guy, telephone tech guy, do you have the 0670 number done?
It's working.
Okay, so people could also call us on our 0670 number, which is one back.
There.
So if you want to call us and have your vocal profile done, remember, call in, and we take your profile right on the air. We do this as entertainment because we can't really take it seriously, especially tonight when the telephones weren't working well. We're kind of doing this in a sort of backwards way. But you can call us at 740-698-0670. 740-698-0670. And that is the studio line, so don't call at any other time because nobody's in here to answer it. But we were talking about the mail, and that I got a letter from Hillary. Now, I've got some videos from Hillary in this campaign. Wonder how they get your email address.
Well, no, I'm signed up to her newsletter, so I'm a Hillary fan. So
you were really disappointed then.
I was extremely disappointed. I had a really hard time trying to think of who to vote for because I was sure Hillary was going to get on the ticket, and then she was my candidate, and lo and behold, no more Clinton for now.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the election later on, but we wanted to do some mailbag things. Do you have a letter?
Oh, I do.
We each got a few.
This is from Leon Matthews. He says, hi there. I think what you're doing is great. I've been listening to you. It's a great program with lots of great information. Just listening to you on the program touches me from a viewpoint of joy and happiness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, people hear it, Sherry, and they hear you doing someone's profile over the phone, and then they hear the response of the person having their voice analyzed and how they tell you how accurate your analysis is. I mean, that's pretty amazing something to do even over the phone. The things you can tell. So.
Do you think it's time that people are willing now to look at themselves and look at the truth and want to know the truth from other people? You know, there was a time, you know, with soap operas and all that, everybody was stabbing everybody else in the back, and so that was kind of how the populace began to react.
Mm-hmm.
I really think TV prepares us, scripts and movies prepare us for how we act as a populace. That's terrible, but I think it's very true,
and movie stars motivate us the same way, and they're getting very much into alternative forms of healing and medicine, and for a good reason.
It works, and our own medical system is beginning to fail us.
That's right.
You had a nice one. I'm going to read one that's not so nice. This is from Dory, and she probably doesn't want me to give out her last name. Recently, I received an email citing that they felt Sherry to be a part of the Keepers of the Grail. Her present work and the manner in which she is utilizing it regarding profiling of the voice of Bush. Okay, caller, just hang on a minute. Voice of Bush, in my humble opinion, absolutely contradicts and defies this claim. I wrote back and I said, could you tell me what that means? Because I didn't understand it.
Mm.
Does it mean telling the truth about Bush and what's happening is not a good thing that people don't have a right to know? I said it in a nasty way. I exposed something she didn't want to expose.
Maybe she's a Bush fan. She was offended. I don't know. She wasn't very specific.
Well,
when you write in, try to be specific, because we can't fix something that might be wrong if we don't really know what you're talking about.
So. If the Keeper of the Grail, and I'm very honored to be named that, I don't understand it, if that means that there is knowledge that the human race need to progress, and I am the delivery system of that. I'm very honored, but I don't understand it. Okay, you have another one?
I have a good one.
Okay.
I am truly interested in your complimentary voice analysis programs. This is someone who's looking to dive a little further. The first voice I am going to analyze is my own to see if I really have a heart for what I speak.
That's good.
We're going to
see some of that tonight. Okay, and from Axel, asking us to change our format for these recordings for the visually impaired. We are working on that. We don't know quite how to do what he asked yet. If you have any more information, Axel, please get in touch. And there's several letters from schools asking us to be part of their curriculum. Isn't that awesome?
That is.
schools all over the country. So we're going to be instituting this, and we've gotten requests from doctors that want us to put this technology in their office. So we want to train technicians. By the way, I shouldn't say by the way, the people who have donated to us, they're saying, I don't have time to take the course. I'm too old to take the course, but I want to help. Thank you for the donation. We have been able to help other people with scholarships to take the course, so that is very wonderful of you to do that. But we are a 501c3. It is tax deductible, so we'll be sending you letters to that effect. Okay, can you open a nano voice? Because I'm going to talk to our caller.
Okay.
Caller, are you on the air? Caller, are you there?
Hello? Yes, hello. I am. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Andrew from Toronto.
Hi, Andrew from Toronto. Do you want your voice on, or you just want to talk to us?
I wouldn't mind both.
Okay, we're going to put this up in the middle of the screen here. Beth's getting it up. Let's make it really big so he can see it. How do you spell your name?
Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W.
So just plain spelled Andrew. Okay, put Andrew.
Yep.
Okay, Beth's got it.
Right.
Could you get us your birthday, and you can make it up if you want?
I'll give you the real one. June
okay.
16, 1968.
What is it?
June
16,
1968. That's right.
1668. Andrew, have you downloaded our Nano Voice?
Yes, I have.
You've been playing with it?
I've done two recordings of my own voice so far.
Okay, did you find out anything that you didn't know?
I found it quite interesting, but I'm kind of like a very detailed kind of minded person, and this I would have loved to have found out like what my frequencies were that were out of pitch and that kind of stuff. But it was nice to read the general blurb they had.
Okay, do you see this little zero right at the top of the chart here? Are you watching us?
No, I'm watching you on the internet, but on the screen, the colors are all washed out, so I can't see what's on the screen.
Okay, do we have too much light in here, or?
Yeah, the screen is too bright.
Okay, I don't know what... Okay, we'll just tell you when to stop then, but we need you to talk to us about 500 hits. So you ready to go?
Sure.
Okay, hit the little microphone, Beth, and then hit... okay. Okay, start, Andrew.
Any topic in particular, or?
Whatever you want to talk about. How was your day?
Well, it's been a great week here in Canada. The weather's been really warm. It's been in the high teens, not in Celsius, but normally it's never this warm. I'm not looking forward to winter. I really hate the cold, even though I live up north. I'd love to live somewhere sunny but dry. Are we up to 500, or I got to keep going?
We are up to 500, but it's not going to be a true vocal print because Beth had to come in and talk to you, so her voice is on this too. But not enough that's
going to make
a lot of difference here. You have C sharp, B sharp, and A filled up. You have F and F sharp very, very low, and then you have G, G sharp, A sharp, and B starting up again. This shows a clear distinction between left and right hemispheres. You're caught between, I really want to think and talk about this in an evaluative kind of way. No, stop. I just want to react. I want to create. I want to manage. You're caught between... So can you save this, and so we can get a printout of him?
Okay.
So go up here.
Canada.
Yeah, just his day.
Okay.
And later you might want to put mixed. Okay, we have to save it first. Just as his name, like Andrew on Air or something like that. Okay, six little steps here we have to do, and then push this blue button right here. And now we've got a printout of you. If you ever had to lie to see justice, then you would do it for justice, because your sense of justice does not always jive with the law. Is that true about you, Andrew? Should we be concerned?
You were cutting in and out. What were you saying?
It says that if you had to lie to see justice done, you would.
I think I might, yeah.
Your reputation is very important to you. You will go to great lengths to protect it. Be fussy.
Yep, that's very true.
Be fussy about your physical space. It needs to satisfy no one but you. Sometimes you spend a lot of energy trying to get the smallest detail correct. Can you go down just a little bit? Does this sound like you, Andrew?
Wow, the comment about getting the details correct is 100% true. Like, everyone says, like, I micromanage and that they can't believe how much detail I go into.
Well, the computer got you, Andrew. if you will, let's see, how can we get his email address so we can send this to him? Do you want us to send this to you?
Sure.
Okay, so can you call us back tomorrow at 740-698-9119? Or write to me,
yep.
Sherry, Sharry, on air at gmail.com, and I will
email you.
Yeah, I'll email your. Those who wants to write to me, Sherry, Sharry, on air at gmail.com. Are you surprised that a computer got?
Am I surprised at what? You're cutting in and out. Sherry, I think I've lost you. Sherry?
Hello? Okay.
Now I hear you.
Okay, we just lost the connection for a bit. Are you surprised that the computer was able to detail who you are so perfectly?
I am a little bit, yeah. I'd like to find out, since I'm detail-minded, I'd like to know what's behind the program that it can pick this out in me and identify it so accurately.
One of my undergraduate degrees is in interpersonal communication, so for several years I studied how people communicate and what their personality was, and I just wrote a database that from the connections of people's voice frequencies with their behavior. And this little
wow.
nano voice only has about 100 lines of code in it. The bigger mother of this, called N-Voice, would print out a report of 4 or 5 pages, and that's one of the things that we do when people join us online for class. We do those larger profiles for them. So if anybody,
okay.
any of you want to join us on class, we do this a couple of times a week. It's class at vocalprofiling.com. We could probably put that address back up there.
Sure.
So let's knock Andrew's information down. We saved it so we can send it to him.
Go ahead and exit out.
Yeah, exit out. Andrew, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. And you can email me with questions after you get your report.
Thanks very much, Sherry.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
They can also write radio at vocalprofiling.com. Here's the phone number I just gave for him to call us, 740-698-9119. And people can also call our office. What are you trying to say? People can call our office and make an appointment, and we can do these appointments for you online. You can watch us do it right over the phone with you, just as we're doing here, only we'll do it with you one-on-one. Okay, can you kill that? And I wanted to ask some other things here. The phone number, if you want to call into VBS Radio, the numbers there are 888-228-4494, and that's probably where Andrew called because he was calling from Canada. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. You can call through VBS Radio, and they'll patch you through just like we did with Andrew. And if you can't remember those numbers, if I read them too fast, go to bbsradio.com. We're on station 2 tonight, and the numbers are right up front. That's BBS, Boy Boy Sam, radio.com. I don't think I have any more letters. Okay, I wanted to talk about something that happened this week, because we have had an incredibly busy week with appointments, phone calls, classes, email. So I want to thank you, Ben, for putting this up for YouTube. We have dozens and dozens of people who have written to us, or I guess YouTube sent us the information that they had signed up for any of the videos that we're doing. We also have a new CD. They can watch on there. Ben did part of it. I think you did all of it. But there's an extended one about some of the cases that we've done called Miracles of Non-Medicine. If you're interested in having a copy of that CD, again, call our office or write me at sherryonair@gmail.com. We had a couple of really incredible things happen this week, and one of them was that a woman who teaches screenwriting at Ohio University brought her class here, and some of the comments that her students made I think should be heard on the air. Cassie, are you willing to talk about that a bit?
Sure.
Were you surprised about your students' reactions to the presentation we did?
I wasn't really surprised at their reactions. I was expecting those reactions.
What was their reaction?
Very positive, very interested in the potential of what this science has to offer to the world. I think one of the most telling comments was from one student who said, it's scary how well you can manipulate people with this, the potential of manipulating people, of making people feel a certain way. And I can't remember what you commented back to him.
That this is could be very detrimental with commercials, and they've probably already been influenced mm-hmm. by it because some of this work has been used on records. That tells you how old I am. On recording that try to create a mood. It's been done used in movies to create mood, and particularly for commercials, but the same thing. What are movies about but to create a fantasy, to manipulate people's emotions? We just have to be careful that it's not used in a documentary or something like that. But one of the other things your students said I was impressed with is, why isn't this embraced by the world?
Oh, yeah. When I was driving some of the students back to Athens, I was saying, when I first found out about this a couple of years ago, I was shocked at why it hasn't exploded, why it isn't everywhere already. And a couple of the students, I said, why do you think that this has stayed so small when it's so real and the potential is so great? And they said, because there's so many companies that stand to lose so much money, not just like drug companies or pharmaceutical companies, but Match.com, dating services, because with NanoVoice, you can do compatibility, and rather than answer 250 questions about your personality, you can just glean all that from the micro tremors in your voice and find somebody to match you up with. So that was something they were saying. It's money motivated is probably why this hasn't exploded yet.
Well, I think a part of why it hasn't exploded is that we've had to pay for it all ourselves. We have never accepted money from anybody who was going to curtail what we did. We were offered a large grant from the muscular dystrophy, I believe, people, but they said, I mean, tiny, tiny grant, like $10,000 or something, but they wanted control of every frequency that we used as we were giving them the information they wanted from a grant. And that would mean that one organization would totally control muscular dystrophy. So I'm not willing to allow somebody to put this on the shelf, and I'm not willing for one tiny little place or population to control it. We were offered early on $6 million for this technique from Japan. Now, whoever controls your health controls you, controls the world, and if health was controlled by one nation, what do you think would happen?
I think greed would be involved again in this sort of scenario.
How much would people pay for their health? How much would people pay to have all the frequencies that we have about anti-aging? or the immune system, which has really become a big one. And we just created a new immune system database so that we can run people through that. And how we did it was go to the genes that control the immune system. We decoded all of them, and now we can tell people about the hits on their immune system. And we do that when they call in and make an appointment with us. So your class liked it.
They did like it. In fact, the three of them decided to skip their next class to stay a little longer.
And they're going to come back and intern.
Yeah, they're very interested in intern opportunities. And if anybody out there is interested in interning through a college at Sound Health, email Sherry at those addresses, and we'll definitely look into it. We're always looking for good help.
Or bringing this to your college, bringing it to your music therapy class, or any class that this could fit into, and we will use our setup here of telecommunications to beam ourselves right into your class and have an interactive class going on.
That'd be great.
Thank you, Cassie, for bringing your class, and thank you for your comments. Another thing that happened this week, actually it happened on VBS Radio. Last Sunday, we always have a show on Sunday also called Sound Health, and we brought in somebody to talk about a situation that we thought was pretty important. And I'm going to have Beth summarize that, and you also can listen to that. Where is it on VBS Radio? How do you get to the archives?
It's also on Channel 2. If you go to
The Sunday show's on Channel 1.
Oh, yes, it is on Channel 1. I'm sorry. If you go to bbsradio.com/soundhealth, it will take you to the Sound Health page. To archives, just click on the MP3, double-click, and it should open that up so that you could listen to it. The show on Sunday... there was an author on who talked about using an idea with pathogens being, I guess, dispersed or spread through the presidential candidates. It's kind of a government-centered conspiracy theory where the government is actually spreading the pathogen around the state through these presidential candidates. With their interactions with the everyday people all over the country because of all their traveling for all their campaigning. And it was based on information they had received mostly about FEMA, mass coffins that are stored all over the country, concentration camps that are empty but fully guarded, plots of land that have been purchased for who knows what. And it's very, very... interesting conspiracy theory, but here's the thing, was the solution involved the very technique that Sherry uses here, detecting it in the form of a vocal print and treating it that way as well, treating it acoustically.
One of the things that we can do, we don't have to be able to identify the pathogen or the genome of the pathogen, because we can create a frequency-based antidote without ever culturing it or knowing what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that a lot of times here in the office when people were getting a flu or some kind of cold. We're able to get the antidote for it and provide it to them. But it was a fiction writer. But she was saying that something happened. We've got these concentration camps that are set in here. We've got this threat of martial law. What is the law they just passed, Homeland Security, where it gives the government a right to put you in a concentration camp if you won't vaccinate your kids and allows them to vaccinate And allows them to vaccinate your kids. A lot of our freedoms have been taken away, and I'm hoping with the new presidency a lot of those freedoms will be restored. I was very impressed with the concession speech by McCain, and we do have it for you. Can you kill that, and we'll open the concession speech? It's over in that corner. McCain, third one up. Okay. I thought it was very heartfelt and sincere when he was talking about black pride and he talked about Theodore Roosevelt had really gotten into a lot of flack from people for inviting Booker T. Washington to dine. And I felt that he was very sincere in what he was saying. Now, here is his vocal print. Can you make that bigger, better? His vocal print shows a lot of yellow. And for those of you who have been with us, you know that yellow is evaluative. Yellow is a lawyer type of answer. And he has a lot of yellow in D, D sharp, and E. But remember what we learned a couple of weeks ago, that when E doesn't match A sharp, it's not really truthful words. So this was an intellectual issue, even though there was some blue here. He had some blue in D and some blue in F sharp, meaning he did have some emotion attached to it, but it was really evaluative. This was something done for effect. One of the things he said was, "Oh, why did we lose? I won't evaluate that. I'll leave it to other people."
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly after that, people started blasting Palin about she lost the election for him and she was a rogue and a maverick and whatever. When he said that, it was done for effect, evaluative effect. It was not heartfelt. So if you will go on down and look at what his printout said. This is about the same kind of, you challenge the opinions of others with good reason. You have a high degree of intuition when it comes to listening to what people are not saying. Just like Andrew, if you ever had to lie to see justice done, you do it. So that's something Andrew shares with McCain. But I really wanted to think that McCain meant all of that. And it was very mental. It was not heartfelt. And I was disappointed that I didn't hear that in his voice. I could hear that, if you want to bring this back down, I could hear that he didn't have his morality behind his words, and that's this combination of E and A sharp. His E, a normal is 44, and his E is 90, and normal for A sharp is 44, and he has zero. So the E and the A sharp do not match. His words were either not his own, or he doesn't feel them. He has no morality behind the words. I'm disappointed in that. Can you open Obama's?
Mm-hmm.
We have somebody here in the audience that listened to both speeches and commented to me about them. Would you be willing to talk about that from up here so people can hear you? Can you compare and contrast the speeches? Give a little bit of your opinion of both of them.
I felt that McCain's speech was perfect, and it sounded honest to me, but I don't have your expertise in that area. And but he said, I don't want to say the right things, but he said many things that I considered appropriate. Last anybody accepted responsibility, whether it was his fault or not, because he was the leader of the band. And I thought the Obama speech proved him to be very adept at public speaking, skillful. I almost want to say it was performance-like. He seemed to have no notes, didn't need any. I felt it was he was a very accomplished speaker, and that's great to have. I guess that's some full of my opinion on that.
What I noticed about the difference in the speeches with McCain, I take responsibility, I feel this, I. So it was self-centered, not in a negative way, it was self-centered speech. But with Obama's, it was, you the people, this is your opportunity, this is your information. He started out by talking about dreams of our forefathers. And look at his, there's a lot of blue in here. So a lot of emotion. And that fact that he shows, the intellect is about morality and the intellect is about bringing people together. The note of B can be used positively, like a minister flat and collect the people and form a flock, but it also can be used as martyrdom to bring that flock together. So it looks like Obama is doing it in a way that brings in emotion and intellect at the same time. But as he goes on with his speech, I love the first sentence of the printout here from the computer program. You have high ideals and expect them of others. I think that feeding the mind is as important as feeding the body. You are aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. Your reputation is important. You'll go to great lengths to protect it. He shares that with McCain, that particular printout. But this is a very, very small database. Can we go on down? Let's go to the bottom.
Okay.
Where he's talking about the future. It's way down.
Way down.
I put one on each page. Very, very consistent. If you're watching us on the screen, you can see, okay, stop here. Very, very consistently, this blue emotion mixed with think. So I want to think about it, I want to feel about it, I want to think about it, I want to feel about it. That's good, because this means somebody's going to protect your emotions and feel for you, not just be logical. This is the logical thing to do. Humans can't always go with logic. The law tries to make us go with just logic. If they did this, then this is the punishment, and no circumstances are considered. But when they have this blue in here, this is heart. And his heart is in D, self-approval, E, his words, G, what he creates, and very, very high in A, spirituality and management, and G, sharp, being very careful that whatever he builds is emotionally satisfying. Much more here than even intellectual satisfying in this note of G sharp. So you want to move on down, because you'll see more and more. This is when he's talking about Biden and his partner. Okay, here should go on. More and more, he begins to shift. See, when he's talking about Biden as his partner and his wife, his partner, very emotional. Now we're talking about government by the people. This is your victory, was his words. And this is what he continued throughout the speech. This is a victory for the people. When you listen to his words, you think there was never a doubt that he was going to be the next president. A lot of people doubted him. And this may be an awful thing to say, but I think people voted for him because they didn't want to vote for McCain, because McCain was so tied to Bush, and they were just tired of 8 years of the crap that had gone on. So it was not so much a vote for Obama as a vote against Bush. But that's kind of my opinion about what's going on. From what I heard of his speech, I was very impressed with his speech. And I was very impressed that he had that emotion in his speech, which I didn't hear. I heard a wonderful, our audience member said, a wonderful, almost rehearsed speech of Ra and calling the people together and calling on everyone to work together. And that's the same thing that Hillary's letter said, too. But you can look at lots and lots of A sharp in this when he's talking about a victory for the people. And A and A sharp is about integrity. It's about morality. Very high. But look, his E is gone. The words, he isn't thinking about the words. It's all coming from a spiritual or moral place. And maybe that's why it felt like, to people that were watching, and this speech was 17 minutes long. With no notes. That's a long time to be speaking off the cuff and still make it incredibly dramatic, incredibly meaningful to lots of people.
Really knew his material.
He really knew his material.
He's been practicing for a while.
I don't know if he's been practicing. I'm just he meant it. He knew it. It was not something he was going to give to
it. It was him.
Did you feel like he really knew all along that he was going to win? I didn't think it was going to be such a landslide.
I wouldn't call it a landslide.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be so heavy toward his side. I thought it was going to be more equal.
Well, I'm not sure.
No.
The electoral college landslide, the popular vote,
51.3 to 47.
Very close.
Would you hate to start a job with half the people there loving you and half the people hating you? I want to ask the question again. Why would anyone want to be president?
That was interesting when he said, or when he spoke to those who didn't vote for him, even those of you whose support I have not yet gained, you know, I need your help, and I'm still your president, too. It's like an appeal to everyone who didn't support him.
Okay, you want to go on down?
Mm-hmm.
A bit, because it gets better. Okay. This was Obama talking about the future. And again, a future for the people. B is very high. It's yellow and green. And this is the first time we see green creeping into his voice. The green is the farmer type. The green is the do. The green is accomplished. But what this says, a little bit unbalanced here. I want to accomplish for the people, but the ego is very high. Emotional, accomplished ego. So this is where he slipped in a bit about he's doing it for himself too. I think it's incredible that the American people voted in an Afro-American as president. It's a leap that I don't think people would have accepted 10, 20 years ago. It's just absolutely incredible. There's other things I want to say about it. And I had it on the tip of my tongue, but it's gone. Let's go down and look at this, and maybe I'll think of it again. Whoa, back up.
No.
Back up.
Here?
Okay. Look at how consistent he is. It says again, you have high ideals and expect the same of others. Others see you as having leadership potential, but they resent you for the same reason. And this is about building a future for the people together. I think, like a lot of people, I am beyond words that the American people would embrace this. But one of the things that I saw on TV that I totally do not understand, they were showing who voted for who by their age group. And most of the young people, 40 and below, voted for Obama. And where there was a population of 60 and older, it went heavily toward McCain. Now, you tell me how they know that, because I didn't put my age on my ballot. Exit polls?
They don't really know it.
Yeah, they're guesstimating.
So why would you think that's the case, that young people would vote for Obama and older people would vote for McCain?
Well, younger people don't live by the same stigmas, but someone my age views people and ethnicity very different from, say, my grandparents, because we're raised differently than the way they were raised. They're carrying baggage, so to speak.
One of the things that working with Signature Sounds have taught me is that there's a different system of genetics. And we don't get to touch on that here, but there's a system called electromagnetic genetics. And it means that each of us have an energy body. And we measure this energy body all the time. We measure nerve impulses. We measure brain waves. We can do CAT scans and see where different kinds of energy is. But I don't talk about it in terms of this, but it's something underneath it all the time, that we have a signature sound, an electromagnetic potential that makes us kin, not by our genetics, but by our signature sound and its frequency. And if you're a D and I'm a D, we recognize each other somehow, and you're drawn toward each other. They've even done studies with blood types and found out that blood types are drawn to each other, that it's something about us that's unknown. It's statistically just out of the question that these blood types would mostly marry their own blood type. And each blood type has a certain frequency associated with it because of the protein. So are we drawn to people because of the frequencies they exhibit, either from their voice or just from them? Is it like pheromones, that the smells that people put off very much attracted. Bugs use it all the time, and fish. They use pheromones to attract each other to a mate. So if that's all a signature sound, a numeric value put on you as who you are, and because you think alike, the electromagnetic potential is alike, and therefore your signature sounds are alike, or you have like diseases. And this whole thing of electromagnetic genetics, that we are kin based on our frequencies, not on our biological genetics. Have you ever met somebody that you just wanted to know or wanted to get near, or somebody that you just couldn't stand?
Both.
Because that's the opposite.
Both.
So we're attracted to that. When you look at some of the things that we've done with attraction, there's three types of testosterone. One type of testosterone gives men this real square jaw. One gives men this big, broad shoulders. And then the other one gives them slender hips. Did the testosterone that they're creating create that body image? I think so. Are we young women? Are young women attracted because of the body image, or are they attracted because of the frequency of the pheromones, of the testosterone? Don't know. There is such an integration with our emotions and our biochemical and our reproduction urges.
I'm attracted to the image. I won't lie.
Well, younger women are attracted to that image, and your man looks that way. You know, older men or older women are attracted to men with a little tummy. That means they have more oxytocin, which is a bonding chemical. So I think our behavior is dictated not only by the pheromones and the looks and the reputation, but I think it has a lot to do with attracted signature sounds. Can't prove it. Written a little paper about it called Electromagnetic Genetics that we post. Oh, and by the way, speaking of posting, somebody bombed our website, and we have not gotten the stuff back up yet, although the articles that we had up, and these little snippets like we're doing with Obama here. Can you go on now?
Sure.
So we will get those back up for you, and we will post some of this for you. But whoever bombed us, bombed our website, I should thank them because we've had to do everything new and we look a lot better now. So if you did it to keep us down, work. We're almost back up and we certainly look better now. Okay, Cassie, how many minutes do we have left here?
It is 9:53 right
now. So two minutes? Okay, because we have to quit at 55. Okay. This is Obama talking about remaking the nation. Look at how much more information is here, but also look at all of the emotion, all of the yellow and blue he has. Very, very consistent. Through this entire speech, he was absolutely consistent. Everything that he was talking about, from a victory to the people, to congratulating McCain and his sacrifices, to talking about the victory for the world and how we'll do this together, how we'll change. That's the word he ran on, change. And it certainly is a change for the American people.
Yeah.
Can you go on down? Let's read just a little bit of this. Okay. It's easy for you to see the faults in others, but don't always know how to get your point across politely. I thought he was incredibly polite in this speech. And it's on voiceofamerica.com. If any of you want to go back and listen to it, this is what I was impressed with. Your highest note, can you go back a little bit so we can see the picture? Your highest note, which would be F here, is associated with the integration of appropriate perception and action. The ability to access a situation quickly resides with this note. I think that's awesome, an awesome trait. And we've asked for a month, what trait do you want in your president? So we only have a few minutes left. Beth, can you give people information about how to go back and listen a bit to our Sunday show? Because it talks a lot about the Templar information, how that whole history, the hidden knowledge of what was going on in the world, how that was taken away or hidden so people couldn't have it. Was it, I don't remember what she said, was it from the church It was hidden by the church for killing off the Templars. You remember?
Hidden by the church. What do you mean?
Well, when the church killed off the Templars, what were they attempting to hide or get rid of?
Oh, secret knowledge.
Secret knowledge. And going back to Sylvia Franck, that she has identified this information as the secret knowledge pertaining to health, and I'm seeing more and more people bring that out, that this is a way for people to have dominion over what they really think and their wellness issues. We know that The Secret was incredibly popular. It told people they could have exactly what they want, but it didn't tell them how to find out what they want. So we invite you to go to Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org and download this program and join us next week to learn more about it, and also to download the manual. We've moved it so that you can use it. You know, read it. People are downloading it or the program and calling us and saying, I can't get this to work. You know, if they just download the manual, it gives you step-by-step information on how to use this. And we hope that the Nano Voice reaches the 100th monkey, meaning that, what is it, 60% of the people get the information and the rest just sort of absorb it by osmosis. That's an ancient piece of research that was done about monkeys that were washing rice on one island and monkeys on another island started to do it too at the same time. So we're trying to get this to everybody on the planet. Help us by downloading it and passing it around to all your friends. And we hope you join us next week for another Local Profiling Live.